Didn't hear what he was.
This is a plea.
And Your Honor, there is a provision at the bottom of under other comments and conditions. I didn't know if the court wanted it worded differently. It's the last sentence, but we can change it if the court wants it worded differently.
So it's 3 years DOC to be mitigated down to 19.5 months?
No, it's 3 years of probation, Your Honor, as long as she turns herself in that on that day. Like, she'll start her sentencing on January 30th, 2024, but if she doesn't, then it would be the DOC, the SCORE sentence, yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure. Thank you, Your Honor.
Just for clarification, the thing is that we finally got word yesterday by the Department of Probation. Since the probation's going to be transferred over to North Carolina, she would have to stay here until that transfer is had. And she has a couple dogs in North Carolina, so we're giving her time to go get her life in order. So that's why.
Okay. All right, Ms. Somrick, good morning. Raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Sure, Your
Honor. All right. Tell me your full name, please.
Patricia Ann Somm.
Ms. Somm, you understand and write English? Yes. What's your date of birth?
1/31/69.
How far did you go in school?
2 years vocational technical.
Are you under the influence today of any drugs or alcohol?
Just my normal vitamins.
Ever been treated for mental or emotional conditions?
No.
Anybody promise you anything, threaten you, force you in any way to enter this agreement?
No, ma'am.
Are you satisfied with your lawyer's services?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Please listen carefully to Ms. Menard, our assistant state attorney. She's going to outline the terms of the settlement.
Thank you, Your Honor. In case number 23CF000747, the defendant is pleading guilty to count 1 and 2 of aggravated assault deadly weapon. They are not lessers. They're third degree felonies. PSI is waived and not required in this case. There will be a withhold of adjudication as to both counts. She'll be sentenced to pay standard court costs and fines, $200 cost of prosecution, 3 years of probation concurrent on both counts. All conditions of probation must be successfully completed no less than 30 days before probation is scheduled to terminate. Standard conditions of probation have been explained by her defense counsel. The special conditions of probation include no contact with Olga Ederson or Joanna Somm, no possession of weapons and or firearms. The defendant must surrender any firearms in her possession, mental health evaluation and successful completion of any recommended treatment, must enroll within 30 days. No possession of or consumption of alcohol or drugs without a valid prescription with random testing at the defendant's expense. 150 hours of community service at a rate of no less than 10 hours per month. The defendant will provide 2 samples of DNA in court. First year of probation will be served as CC2 if she is remaining in Florida, or it will be served as in-house arrest if she goes back to North Carolina. The defendant cannot reside at 21843 Town Place Drive. Must complete 12 hours anger management. Defendant must turn herself in on January 30th, 2024 at 8:30 a.m. in courtroom 11H for sentencing, or the sentence will be an adjudication and 19.5 months Department of Corrections. Those are the conditions of the plea, Your Honor. And for the factual basis, on or about January 24th, 2023, the defendant was arguing with her sister, which is the victim, Joanna Somm, about dogs being in the house. Then the victim left the home towards the front door, got into the car with the other victim, Olga Ederson. At that time, the defendant exited the house holding a firearm and pointed it at the victim and both victims. The scared for their lives, they drove away. There was a witness who was present, which was the mother of both the victim and the defendant, and advised that she witnessed the arguing as well as the defendant coming outside of the house with the firearm and waving it. After interviewed by the detectives, the defendant admitted that she snapped and went inside, grabbed her gun, waved it in the air, and pointed it at the car that the victims were in. The firearm was recovered. It was a Taurus revolver 38. All events occurred in Palm Beach County. And the defendant can be identified.
And the victim's position on the matter?
They are in agreement with this plea, Your Honor.
Okay. All right.
So I have one request, if possible. I'm sorry to cut in. Would the court consider a no contest plea? I know the prosecutor said
no.
In their office.
No, the court would not. Okay. Does that change anything for your client?
No, no.
Okay.
I just wanted to run that by you.
Sure. Okay. First of all, Ms. Somm, do you understand the terms of the agreement? Any questions about what was just outlined here?
No, it was explained to me.
Okay. All right. And does the defense stipulate to the factual basis as outlined for purposes of the plea?
Just for purposes of the plea.
All right. Do you understand, Ms. Somm, if you are not a citizen, you will be subject to deportation?
No, it's not subject to.
Yes, ma'am.
No. Okay. All right. Turning to the waiver of rights, did you initial next to each paragraph on the two-page waiver of rights form?
Yes, Your Honor.
And is that to indicate that you understand each and every one of the rights you're giving up by entering this plea?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand you're giving up your right to maintain pleas of not guilty to these charges?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand you're giving up your right to have a trial by jury with the assistance of counsel at trial?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand you're giving up your right to make the state have to prove each element of each crime charge beyond and to the exclusion of every reasonable doubt?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand you're giving up your right to testify on your own behalf or to exercise your right to remain silent?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand you're giving up your right to call witnesses on your behalf and to question and confront the state's witnesses?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand you're giving up your right of appeal?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand you're giving up all of the rights as outlined in the two-page waiver of rights form. There will be no trial in this matter?
Yes, ma'am.
You do have the right to appeal whether or not this is a legal sentence. Counsel would be appointed if you could not afford one. Turning now to the plea sheet, did you sign the bottom, Ms. Somm?
Yes, I did.
And before you signed off on it, did you go through the plea in its entirety with counsel? Did he answer all of your questions and go through everything with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Having heard everything I've said, do you still wish to enter a guilty plea and have me sentence you as outlined per this plea agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Ms. Somm, as it relates to count one, aggravated assault, deadly weapon, count two, aggravated assault, deadly weapon, are you pleading guilty?
Yes, I am.
Court accepts the plea, finds it's entered into freely, knowingly, intelligently, and voluntarily. Court finds a factual basis to support both counts. Pre-sentence investigations waived or not required. You're receiving a withhold on both counts. You will pay standard fines and cost $200 cost of prosecution. Per this agreement, it's part of your sentence, not a condition of probation. So you'll have a year to pay. You'll need to set up a payment plan today with the Palm Beach County Clerk of Court. I'm placing you on probation on counts one and two for a period of 3 years. They will run concurrent to one another. All conditions must be successfully completed no less than 30 days before probation is scheduled to terminate. Standard conditions were explained to you by your lawyer. Special conditions include no contact with Olga Ederson or Joanna Somm, no possession of weapons or firearms, surrender any firearms in your possession within 24 hours. You will undergo a mental health evaluation and successfully complete any recommended treatment. You may not possess or consume alcohol or drugs without a valid script. There will be random testing at your expense. You'll complete 150 hours of community service, at a rate of no less than 10 hours per month. You'll provide two DNA samples in court. Your first year of probation shall be served on community control two, that's with a monitor if you're remaining in the state of Florida, or on in-house arrest if you're in North Carolina. You cannot reside at 21843 Town Place Drive. You know where this address is.
That's my mom's.
All right, you must complete a 12-hour anger management course. You must turn yourself in on January 30th, 2024 at 8:30 a.m. to this courtroom 11H. Or your sentence will be an adjudication, which would be required on both counts, plus a sentence of 19.5 months in the Department of Corrections. Do you understand all that?
Yes, I do.
All right. Anything else on this matter?
Nothing from the state, Your Honor.
Yes, Judge. One thing. The state has stipulated that she has no problems with this case being transferred to North Carolina as part of the probation.
That's understood, right, Your Honor.
Understood. All right. Thank you. Good luck to you. It's not a mitigation, it's
delayed sentencing.
She's got to turn herself in to do her CC2 on the 30th of this month at 8:30 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be an adjudication of guilt on both counts and 19.5 months DOC, which
she's going to be sentenced, I think, on the 30th.
So her sentence is today. She will go on the monitor, if I'm understanding this right.
No, Your Honor.
Okay, what are we doing?
So
Like, the full sentence will start on the 30th, Your Honor.
So we're suspending
okay.
the sentence.
Yes, that's all. It's
all right. Delayed. I will set this for imposition of sentence on January 30th at 8:30 a.m.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, thank you.
She's going to be here.
So if she's not here on that day,
right.
Well, I don't even know that I can violate her probation.
It wouldn't
it's not
be violating,
beginning.
Your Honor. It would be a capious, and then when she...
Why are we doing it this way?
Because
of why?
Because she has two daughters. She thought she was going to come in, take the plea, and go back to North Carolina. She has a friend watching her dogs over there.
Right.
So she needs to go back, get her dogs, come back here, because the transfer of probation to North Carolina could take anywhere between 7 to 30 days. That's what I was told yesterday by, go ahead.
We spoke about this before. What we have to do is, if her sentence begins today, we will report to our inmate immediately. We have to contact the state of North Carolina to request for reporting.
That's correct.
Reporting instructions. North Carolina has 72 hours to respond.
Right. So this could go well past the 30th. I think we need to go back to the drawing board on this and figure out a way that's less.
I spoke with the Department of Probation yesterday, and you're exactly right. I spoke to the Department of Corrections in North Carolina.
Your Honor, what would the court prefer?
Can you guys speak with Officer Wall? Let me handle some other matters. Ms. Soms to remain in the courtroom. We'll get it figured out, but I need to address some other matters in the meantime.
Yeah.
Because this could take even longer than the 30th is my concern, based on what I'm hearing. All right, Ms. Trinsky.
Hey, good morning, Judge. I was going to recall Mr. Roderick Taft returning
yes.
The case 23-CF-8998, defendant D.
We also explained everything to probation. Probation is in agreement with the delayed sentence, Your Honor.
Okay.
So if I can just approach again with the...
Yes, thank you. That's okay. It's being done a little
anything else
differently.
With that case, you did everything, Your Honor.
All right. I just want to make sure Ms. Somm understands that she's got... Ms. Somm? Just to wrap it up.
Back.
Okay. Thanks for conferring on the matter. It's a little different, but if probation's on board and everybody's okay, I'm okay. You understand you need to be here on the 30th of this month, January at 8:30 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. If there's some hiccup in this, you still need to be here on the 30th of this month at 8:30. Hopefully this will be without incident and we can get you going with this. All right. Anything else?
Nothing from the state.
For clarification, it's on the 30th for sentencing.
Right. We'll set it for imposition of sentence on the 30th. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Menard, I'm going to have you retain the paperwork since we're not imposing sentence.
Yes, Your Honor.
I will give you the plea sheet and the waiver of rights, but the rest will go back to the state. I signed it, but I'm just going to ask you to hold on to it.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Page 2 of Your Honor's